WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to The Opening Bell. Wednesday edition, first quarter earnings season is about to get underway fully in earnest as more companies begin reporting quarterly results. A couple of those companies already out of the gate in first quarter. We thought we'd bring in Shiraz Beyond this morning, research director at Zacks Equity Research. Zacks.com is where you can find Shiraz and his colleagues. Shiraz, good morning. Welcome back to The Opening Bell.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be back.
I mentioned that a few companies, some companies are already reporting earnings. How is it shaping up?
It's still too early, Steve, to get a good sense of how the entire reporting cycle will shape up. But of the few companies that we have seen, the picture isn't that impressive. Growth is coming down, and the overall tone and substance of guidance, which is how the business conditions are shaping up in the current and coming quarters, has been on the weak side as well.
So how weak, I guess, is the big question there. What are some of the concerning phrases or sentences from some of these reports on guidance?
So one of the recurring themes that we have been hearing from management over the last many quarters, which continues this earnings season as well, are worries surrounding trade and the effect that has on sentiment as well as on business. And then another factor that has been clouding the outlook is inflationary pressures on a number of inputs. So these are material expenses, these are payroll expenses, these are transportation expenses, and the sum total of that, in addition to these trade worries, have been weighing on corporate margins, and that's what we are seeing both in the actual results as well as estimates for the bulk of the companies coming up, that margins are under pressure. Even though revenue growth is decent, it's not going as far as they used to in the recent past.
And so, Shiraz, what is the real-world effect of that going to be on shares and on the market, do you think?
The Fed came through after we had the major sell-off in the last quarter of 2018, when the market was worried about all these factors, and it was concerned that the Fed appeared to be unconcerned with these slowdown in economic growth globally and the effect that was going to have on corporate profitability. And the change in Fed tune and the policy direction is what has been keeping stocks higher. Had it not been for the change in Fed posture, I believe in the market we would be in trouble. We would be having the red that we saw through Christmas in the last 2-3 months of the year. So the corporate profits, which were a major source of support for the stock market over the last few years, appears to have gone away. It's no longer there.
Again, at Zacks.com, and you put together an outstanding report on all of this. There's a couple of graphics there, and I know it's hard to sort of relate these to our listening audience, but I'll try. As we look at quarterly earnings growth year over year, actual and estimated, it's quite dramatic how, second quarter of 18, it was 25.4%, and quarter one now minus 3%. So that's a big downturn.
That's correct. So what happened last year was that in addition to underlying internal fundamental momentum in the U.S. economy as well as the global economy, we got this one-time huge boost from the corporate tax cut, which practically, by our estimate, doubled the earnings growth pace in 2018. So in the first three quarters of 2018, growth was close to 25%, It dropped down to about 14-15% in the last quarter of the year. But not only that one-time boost is no longer there in 2019, but on top of that, you have these global macro economic growth worries, which has been a further drag. So you're correct, growth in Q1 19 is expected to be down 3.7% earnings growth, even though the revenue growth is expected to be close to 5%. This will be, in fact, the first earnings decline for the S&P 500 index since the second quarter of 2016.
Nine of the 16 ZAC sectors will see negative territory, growth expected to be in negative territory, autos, basic materials, energy, I'm looking at tech and finance here, too. Talk to us a little bit about some of these different sectors and the ones that you expect to take the biggest hits.
So energy is the clearest of all of them. It's a function of how energy prices have been. They benefited from easy comparisons and the steady rise in oil prices. Those comparisons have turned around now, and that's why we are seeing negative growth. The technology is the most consequential. Also, finance, not only because they are the biggest earnings contributors for the index, but technology is also a major growth driver. And on the technology side, there is this cyclical downturn in this very key industry in technology, the semiconductors, the chips industry. So very tough comparisons there. Many other sub-industries within the technology space are also facing the headwinds that we touched on earlier. So those are the issues in the broader tech space. And as you know, tech has been a major growth driver for the market as a whole and also for corporate earnings. Finance is a victim of what's happening with interest rates. And as we mentioned earlier, with the Fed changing its policy posture and sitting on the sidelines, interest rates have been coming down, and that's a big drag on financial margins.
So how should investors prepare for this or arrange their portfolios in a way where they get the least negative exposure from what we might see coming?
So the most important thing, Steve, always is for investors to be looking beyond the immediate. If they are investing for the long term, they should be looking at companies with good corporate profitability, sustainable profitability, and large companies that have defendable market shares, sustainable growth, decent margins, and those companies should remain in good condition whether the profitability cycle is on the up or on the down. And particularly if we are moving towards the later stages of the cycle, companies that have plenty of cash flow, companies that have solid balance sheets, companies that are not weighed down by debt, they should remain flexible and in good condition, even when the financing and credit conditions are not as permissive as they have been in the recent past.
Shiraz, always good information. We appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Shiraz Mian from Zacks Equity Research, where he's the research director there. Again, you can find the latest at Zacks.com, and we'll also link out to Shiraz's latest analysis on some of this in the podcast of the Opening Bell a little bit later this morning at WGNRadio.com.